There is nothing worse than untapped potential. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely a place for you. Friends, welcome to the MTUG podcast. I am your host, Michelle Weeby, and I am so stinking excited that you guys are here tuning in to episode number 2 of the slow release of my brand new book, Get Out of God's Way. Last week, I kind of gave you some backstage, behind the scenes views on what it was like to write this book, some of the behind the scenes stories. And I am going to do a little bit more of the same today. Last week, I also read from the chapter of the introduction so that you guys can get a sense of what the book is all about and to really get excited alongside me because this book is going to be out very, very soon. So if you have not gotten on the wait list, make sure that you check out the link in the show notes so that you can get yourself inside of my list so that you know exactly when it is going to launch and get access to some pretty sweet behind the scenes prizes and gifts that I have for you. So you're not going to want to miss that. I would absolutely love to know from you guys what resonated with you from that last chapter. And really, what I am done with today, like I want to hear the same about this one because it's my goal to give you guys a little taste of what it is to come. Now, I shared with you also last week that I do believe that God allowed for me to sit down over the week that I wrote this and allow myself to be His vehicle for this message to you. He has an amazing, amazing, big, beautiful destiny in store for you. You guys, He's the one who puts these desires on your heart for more, for better. And He wants to help you see them through. But sometimes we can let fear and procrastination and overwhelm and doubt and inconsistency, lack of organization, all of these things get in our way and then ultimately get in His way. If we want to see what He's capable of, and we want to see what we're capable of, guys, we get to choose to work alongside of God to get there faster. It is possible for us to create a life of impact and income and more balance and time with the people that we love when we choose to work with Him. He can give us a life beyond anything that we could have ever imagined for ourselves. And I am so stinking excited to be able to share with you guys more of His love letter to you today. Now, I have to just tell you that a little more behind the scenes stuff here on this, I really, for the longest time, felt like, gosh, you know, how am I going to be able to share this story? What do I have to share? What gifts can I possibly bring to you? And God was so gracious with me, and He allowed me to bring into my awareness some of the pivotal moments of my life that have led to the greatest change. And I'm going to encourage you guys to know that He has been working behind the scenes in you all along. All of the big transformational moments and the little ones that seem insignificant are all being worked together for your good. He has this absolutely beautiful puzzle in store for all of us that one day you will see it all laid out perfectly and the beautiful scenery that He's been working on behind the scenes throughout our lives. Now, I hope that you guys are, along with me, ready to just, you know, see what you're capable of. You're ready to see what God has in store for you. You're ready to see what He can do through you. You have this, like, in your gut feeling that you were made for more. But sometimes, again, we get in our way. We get in His way. And I want to use all of the things that He's placed on my heart to help you get unstuck. I want you to step into this bold, beautiful purpose for you, that you have in store for you. I want you guys to see that nothing that has happened to you has been in vain and that all of these things just beautifully come together, right? So let's get started. I'm going to read chapter 1. You want me to do what? Inside of my new book, Get Out of God's Way. So here, let's get started. This book and the journey I share within it were inspired by the business that changed my life. It is my testimony that trusting Him and following His lead will take you to places beyond what you could have ever asked. I really did think that I was living my dream life. I had gone to school for what seemed like 100 years to get my master's, then doctorate degrees in anesthesia practice. I spent part of my week teaching for the Doctor of Nurse Anesthesia program and others working with some of the best surgeons in the world. Every day, I came home to my high school sweetheart in our dream home that I designed, and I snuggled with two healthy kids that God blessed us with. Cue the dreamy music. What I didn't realize is that God knew me better than I did. He knew my longing and discontent before I could even recognize them, and He sent me a solution before I was even ready or looking. I had no business starting a business. My life was already full. My family kept me busy, and when I wasn't teaching or in surgery, I traveled the country speaking at anesthesia seminars. Did I mention that I was finishing up my doctorate degree research and completing twice the credit loads to wrap up my latest degree? Yikes, why in the world would I start an online business? And why would it focus on skincare? I wasn't even washing my face. That, my friend, is how I knew it was from God. The whole thing seemed crazy, so out of character, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. Conversations and content on my social feed kept urging me to look into it more. The small decision that would catalyze my true divine calling, delivering the God wings that you need right now. After reluctantly saying yes to starting my own online skincare business, things began to change. Within 6 months, I was making enough money from my side gig to cut back at the hospital one day every week. This was huge because my daughter Layton was 4, and I would get a special day every week before she started kindergarten. And this would be time that I would never get back. Before taking on my professor role, I worked only 3 days a week. That meant that I got to be mom to my oldest son, Corin, 4 days a week. We had the best time together, and I loved being there for him, teaching him all kinds of things. While I loved my role as a mom, I also need professional challenges to keep me truly fulfilled. That's why I decided to take on the role of professor and give up my schedule for that 5-day full work week. I'll never forget the day. I sat in his first grade classroom the year that my schedule changed. He was struggling with reading. He had been ahead before he started kindergarten, and now that I wasn't around as much, he was falling behind. I fought back the tears. Am I failing him? Am I selfish? Do I really need to choose between being a present mom and wife and feeling challenged and fulfilled? It appeared so. Starting my business a few years after that day gave me the chance to keep what fulfilled me and create a more balanced schedule to show up more as a mom. And I was ecstatic. My joy was partially due to the fact that I could be the mom that I wanted to be, but even more, I finally saw that the and life was possible. It didn't have to be a choice between fulfillment or motherhood. I could have both. God saw me in my struggles. He saw me rushing into the daycare parking lot right before closing. He saw me at my desk while my husband Andy spent summer days in the pool with the kids without me because of his amazing teaching schedule. He saw better before I even saw the problem. He saw a life that would allow me to make a bigger impact for the kingdom, both out in the world and in my home. Now, I would love to tell you that once I made that realization, I immediately rode off to the sunset as a full-time entrepreneur, but I didn't. I was much too chicken. God is not only patient with us, He uses our wilderness season to equip us too. Remember, friend, what is for us will find us if we keep our eyes on God. For the next 3 years, I diligently worked my business alongside my roles as a professor and nurse anesthetist. I spent evenings, lunch breaks, and days off building the business God had given me. I saw His big picture, and I knew I had to figure it out, how to make it all work. If I had to be really honest, I felt felt it in my bone that he was leading me in this direction. I couldn't shake it. I had to trust that he would see me through if he put these desires on my heart. I trusted him once, and my eyes were open to the possibilities. It was time for me to trust him again. As I write this today, I am snuggling up to my daughter who is homesick from school. I am finally fulfilling my dreams as an impact-driven entrepreneur and author, and mom at the same time. It really is possible. Now, before you write this off as completely unrelatable, I want to let you in on a secret. God also knew that chasing the corporate ladder and the degrees was not as much about fulfillment as it was about proving my worth to myself. Ouch. You see, I never felt worthy. I always felt like the awkward kid that had to try a little too hard. Fitting in, being accepted, and being good enough seemed out of reach, but I kept reaching. Unfortunately, I was grasping at things that never would provide what I was looking for. Starting my online business forced me to confront so many of my greatest fears. If I was really going to do this and succeed, I had to be willing to try things I had never done. Posting on social media? Yikes. That would force me to be seen and judged. Talking to people about my business and the problems I solved? Terrifying. I meant I had to walk willingly into the direct line of rejection, the very thing that I had spent my entire life trying to avoid. He used this as a catalyst for growth. When I went against the typical patterns of this world, he brought opportunities for confidence and courage into my life. He allowed me to see him ignite a new flame of purpose in my life, and it would become the greatest gift I could have. Success first requires you to recognize the desires placed in your heart by God. Even if it feels crazy, unachievable, terrifying, and exciting all at once, you don't ignore it. You lean into it. You then have to make the decision to go for it. Now, I'm not talking about a wishy-washy, maybe I could try kind of decision. This is a pit in your stomach conviction that you will figure it out. You just have to. It's the kind of decision that forces you out of your comfort zone and into the next step of obedience. It's the kind of decision that compels you to meet the people you need to meet, learn what you need to know, and figure it out as you go. There's no other option. Then get into action. You consistently do the things to make it happen. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. None of us have leaned into the desire, made the decision, or done what we needed to do without a little help. We all get in our own way from time to time. When you could know God is calling you into this life and you get stuck in your head, you're really getting in his way and all the things that he is ready to do through you. That's what this book is about. Let's do this together. Let's stop getting in God's way and start showing up in a big way for his glory. Do you remember the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 through 29? For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them to his property. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another, 2, to another, 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. He who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents here, and I made 5 talents more. And his master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. And he also who had 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents here and I made 2 talents more. And his master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little, and I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the one talent, came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money where the bankers, and at my coming, I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. For from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Reread this last line. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. God has given or will provide you with everything you need to expand his kingdom. It is your job to multiply what he has given you, not bury it. We do this not out of shame or guilt, but out of love. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. I know it feels kind of scary, or maybe a lot scary, and I get it more than you know. Why would someone step down as a professor from the best doctor of nurse anesthesia program in the world to concentrate on an online skincare business? It doesn't make sense unless you're God. God used that online business to show me what I needed to know to help others trust him and start their own businesses. He used that to help me gain more balance in my life. He used that to fulfill my ultimate purpose, which keeps beautifully unfolding. I've been stuck in confusion. I've doubted whether I was hearing him right. I've been overwhelmed by seeking too much advice from too many people. I've gotten caught up in the do more approach to growing my business faster when I didn't see results. I've let my lack of confidence get in my way. I've doubted that I had what it takes and wondered if he was calling the right person. I've struggled with fear of judgment and the opinions of others. I feared rejection so much that it paralyzed me. I feared success, wondering if it would be causing me to be alone at the tops, or I would grow so fast that I couldn't handle everything, ultimately disappointing others. I've let imposter syndrome sneak in, and I've shied away from opportunities to serve. I've allowed my unworthiness to keep me from receiving help or payment. Heck, I've even questioned what level of abundance was acceptable to God rather than receiving and thanking him. I've let my mismanaged schedule keep me from doing the things that I needed to do. And I've used my full-time career as an excuse to keep me from fully stepping in and stepping up. Confusion, procrastination, and lack of motivation have stalled my action. I get you. Thankfully, he's shown me a way out of these struggles so that I can guide you out of yours. This book is my obedient promise to him to help you get out of his way. I want you to show up big and show him off even bigger. I can't wait to see what he will do through you when you choose to recognize the desire, decide, and do. Together, we will tackle ways to get clarity, confidence, and consistent action you need to fulfill your divine purpose. Let's do this. Well done, good and faithful servant. Wink, wink. All right, friends, that is chapter one of my new book, Get Out of God's Way. I am so honored, so grateful that you guys have spent this time with me so that I could teach you a little bit about what God is trying to tell you through me. All right. I am so, so stinking honored that he has given me these words from my heart to be able to share with you. I am going to tell you a little bit about the book so that you can kind of have some context around it. But more importantly, I would love for you to get on the wait list so that you know exactly the time and date that this sucker drops, so that you can get access to some really amazing behind the scenes prizes and surprises. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about the content. So I read the introduction at last week's Unstuck podcast. And today I read chapter one, You Want Me to Do What? Chapter two is The Good News and the Bad News. Chapter three is Be Transformed by the Renewing of Your Mind. Next, I go into the three separate segments that I've seen all successful people do. Number one, recognize the desire. Number two is decide. And number three is do. So I'm going to take you through the desire. Are you listening? What's your one thing? How do you discover what your one thing is? How do you know what God is trying to teach you? Making lemonade. How do you take what happened to you and allow it to be a guide to what you should be doing? What you want, what you really, really want. Getting clear on what it is that you really do want out of this life and allowing those desires to be a guide. Great expectations. Managing expectations so that you don't get disappointed and distracted and you know, not fulfilling what it is that he's asking you to do. And then lastly, who do you help? How do you attract the right people into your business? The next section is decide. And I'm going to help you freaking own it, right? You're going to own this desire, this life that he has in store for you. It's all BS. I'm going to talk about some belief systems and confidence is overrated is chapter 12. Fear is a liar. I'm going to talk about the biggest things that I've noticed people are showing up with fear around and how to overcome that. For the love of money is chapter 14. It's all about money mindset. 15 is choose again, and I'm going to help you retrain your brain through brain science. Throw it overboard are some of the things that you need to learn to let go of. And chapter 17 is step right up to the greatest show on earth, which is all about the law of assumption and how to attract your dream life faster. Section 3 is do, how to get into consistent action. This isn't lip service. This is literally like you have to freaking do what it is that you know you need to do. Chapter 19, do it consistently already. I'm going to teach you ways to create habits that are going to allow you to show up consistently. I know I need to know what I need to do, but let's tackle all of the excuses that are holding you back from actually doing the things that you know you need to do. Chapter 21, done. I'm going to teach you some really amazing organization and productivity hacks that are going to help you get all of the things off your to-do list done. Chapter 22, seeing double. How do you actually hire people to essentially create two of you? And I'm going to teach you how to do that. And then chapter 3 is putting it all together. Lastly, I have some beautiful gifts to you, which is scripture verses that you can use to remember when you need things to help you know that he's leading you, to help you with resilience, to help you with clarity and trusting that he has this beautiful life in store for you and having faith and not doubt. And I'm going to give you some of my very best and favorite scriptures at the back of this book to help you have that as a reference. Now, inside of my website, I'm also going to be giving you guys access to a study guide so that you can do this book as a study guide with some of your favorite business besties. And I want to make sure that you have all of the best tools that I have that are mentioned in this book inside of my website. So don't forget to check all of that out. Now, I absolutely am honored that you spent this time with me. I hope that you're as excited about this as I am. If you haven't already, make sure that you take a screenshot of this and share it in your stories. Let people know what you thought of that first chapter that I read to you today and how excited you are about this book. Make sure that you are sharing this episode out with anybody who needs to hear it. And lastly, if you haven't already, get on my wait list so that you know exactly the moment that this book drops and you can get access to all the tools, including the study guide and some really amazing prizes and surprises that are going to be happening to the Unstuck community and everybody else on the wait list. So I am so honored. Thanks you guys for spending this time with me. I can't wait for this amazing book launch. Thanks for being part of this journey and I love you all. All right. See you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Untuck Podcast. I am so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.